Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this edition of Bull Ring Breakdown. Kind of skipped the recap show this week as we got rained out and there wasn't really much to talk about there. So just skipped that whole show entirely. Kind of going to make it up now. We did get rained out. Some people might have said, was it the right call? I guess it was a little early, you know, with the weather, but I was told that around 7 o'clock that it did start raining at the Woodhull Raceway and that probably we would have lost the track anyway. So with that, I guess with that being said, with everybody coming from so far away, it ended up being the right call. This Saturday we're gonna make up the Legend Night, Billy Van Pelt Night. 1200 to win, crate late models as well, and that's all gonna be sponsored by Blends Feed and Close Racing Supply. I guess that kind of takes care of all that. As again, not much to talk about. Before we get started here, I'd like to remind everybody to please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have a TikTok, I believe that's at Woodhull Raceway 64. Let me see here, what else? I'll like the Woodhull Facebook page, and I guess we'll bring it into our guest segment here. Wesley Hotelling. Wesley, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. So we got Wesley Hotelling here joining us here tonight. And what, well, boy, Wesley, I don't want to get this wrong, but it was hard to find all the information. So I believe you have two in a row for the Quad Cs, which is your four cylinder. And
Yes.
before that, you won two front wheel drives in a row. Does it go back farther than four, or is it four in a row?
I think it's probably four.
Four. Okay, because I think everything that I said saw that Cody Baker won 5 years ago, but I could have been wrong. So boy, I think you've won 11 features the past two seasons. Kind of started it out really right where you left off last year, but you know, this one you had to work for a little bit more.
Yeah, it was definitely fun racing with a lot faster cars. So I like the competition. And I think it'll be a pretty good year this year.
I guess I want to ask you about that. So since they split them up, is that kind of something that you like to see them split, or since they've grouped them back together, I mean, do you like to see them group back together, just more cars in the class, or do you kind of like having the front wheel drives and the rear wheel separated?
I think I like them together. Just it's more competition and a bigger field of cars.
Right. What would you say about them people that maybe say the front wheel drive have a little bit of a advantage at Woodhull? I know that the corners are tight and but would
Yeah, so like the smaller tracks, I've noticed the front wheel drives could, most of them could be a rear wheel drive, but then if you get to maybe McKean or Outlaw, I mean they would most likely win over there. So I guess it's a lot with the setup and the handling, and I'm not really familiar with the rear wheel drive cars. So but the front wheel drive, it just kind of pulls you out of the corner to where I feel like the rear wheel drive, they'll have that slide and they got to get on and off the gas a little bit more maybe. I'm not sure on that part.
Right. So what makes you like these front wheel drives? Because you have a bunch of feature wins, and I think you've won heats over at Outlaw. I don't think you've picked up the win. I know you blew one up last year, but I know you run over there. And just what about the front wheel drives really make you, I guess, gravitate towards them a little bit more?
It's what I started out with, and I just kept getting better every year. And the good thing about them cars is you could build a good car up and you could take it to any track and be competitive. Versus you move up a class, they may have different rules or not run that class. So it's just easier to hop in a front wheel drive, I think, to if you want to go traveling.
Right. Now with the cost is are because everybody always said that the bang bangers, you know, they keep the cost down. Is that something that's still kind of true, I guess, or is it or are they kind of catching up to where even they're getting expensive these days?
Well, they were getting expensive. So the car, the first Cobalt I had, Andy Shoemaker built that, the Cobalt crew. I bought that for $8,500 and I raced it for 2 years. And then I bought the car that I have now for 10. I mean, they're still going up there, so I mean, you could have anywhere from 8,500 to 15 grand in one of those things, you know.
Right. So Cody Baker, I remember he used to talk about the cobalt and how they were really the thing to have, and it kind of seems like they still are. I know you have one. I think Nate's is a Nate Freeland. I think his is a cobalt. I know that the Cobb boys, they come up once in a while to Woodhall, and I think they both have cobalts. Is it now? What about the cobalt? Kind of makes it. I guess what gives that the advantages over other front wheel drives, or do you think that they're just people seem to work on them a little easier?
They're easy to work on. I feel like when it comes to a front wheel drive, it's in the mix between a Chevy Cobalt and a Honda. I feel like the Cobalts have more torque off the bottom. I could be wrong. But I feel like the Hondas have more top end. So you get both of them on the track, and you've seen it before, where you know it's just a back and forth, and it's a fun race. And it gets pretty expensive though for one of those. I remember buying my first car from Jamie Freeman, back in the day. I paid him 500 for that.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap for a race car.
Yeah.
So these cobalts that you're finding, are they just regular road cars and that are bodies are in good shape and probably replace the motor, I'd imagine, or you just make them stock?
So the funny story is the last two Cobalts I had that came from down south, they're rust free. I started off with the first car. It had a built motor, and I think it made it until I hit the Uke tire and I rolled over. I think that was the first race. And then it just didn't run right, and he put a stock engine in it, and I ran that for 2 years, and it's actually still going in that same car. Then I tried a built motor again, blew it up over to Outlaw.
That's when you
And
went up in a big burst of flame.
yeah, yep. That wasn't good.
No.
So I am waiting for a big motor right now. 4P engines, Trevor Putz building it. So I'm waiting to get that back and get that done, so I can get that in the car and get it dynoed. So hopefully I'll get a little bit faster, but I know last week I got it quite hot, and I've been tinkering with it here and there, and I was hoping it's got air bubbles in for the cooling system. Hopefully we got that bled right. And I mean it cools right down when it gets warm, so that's a plus. So
Now, were you kind of, I know you were talking about overheating in Victory Lane. Now, were you kind of happy to see the rain out, or do you have everything kind of dialed in by then that you kind of had to?
honestly, I wouldn't mind if we ran it rained out until I got my big motor, to be honest with you. Just because, you know, if it does overheat and I blow it up, then you know, then I gotta stick another motor in it. And then by that time, you know, it could be 2 weeks, maybe stick another one in it. So I just want to do one engine and be done.
Right. Now you mentioned a little bit over at Outlaw when you blew it up, and kind of as a driver, I guess, what's kind of your first instinct? I know that Scooter Brown had an incident kind of similar to that over at Woodhall this past year, but when you kind of your car kind of goes up in flames, is it just, well, let's get on the brake and get out as fast as we can, or what are you thinking?
Well, that's kind of what I thought. So, I seen the flames come up kind of because I had a hole kind of where where the dash goes. And it started going through that and where my feet area was, and I shut it right off, and I roll into the you know, right by a truck, because I figured he had a fire extinguisher. So, which luckily by the time I got out of the car, they had it out. So they were really fast. You know, they were really good and fast with what they did that night. Because it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely. That's I know Joe, I guess Joe Jin, he had an experience kind of somewhere, but he was upside down, so that might even give you a little bit more to think about.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
No. So I guess I want to touch on Saturday. You know, it just seemed you've been the man to beat for Well, I guess 4 years now, but at least since I've started, you really picked it up. And I know that you've won a lot of races. And I wanted to touch on, I should have looked up the date. You know what? Now I'm going to kick myself because I'm not. Maybe you know the date, but I know that you lost a pretty big part of your team over the winter. And I was kind of a bozo and I forgot to mention it in Victory Lane on Saturday.
Yes.
December 2nd.
December 2nd, one of my really good friends, my best friend Dave Klein, passed away. He had stage 4 cancer, and he was always going to the races with me, always helping me with the car, anything that I needed done, or just to sit there and talk to. He was there, and he always enjoyed Woodhull and Outlaw and going to other tracks and just enjoying, the racing life. So, he was a big help and a big piece of, me,
Right. Well, I think I talk to him almost every week. He's seen, he, I guess, I could, there's a million people over at that racetrack that I could say this about, but he was definitely one that you could go up and talk to. And I think no matter how bad your day went, he'd still always give you the time of day. And he was always a really nice guy. And he, I do say it a lot that Woodhull is a big family, and it does kind of seem that no matter who you go over there and talk to, there are some great people over there, and it's kind of a shame to lose one.
Definitely.
So I guess now I want to go back to the beginning, and I think I might know the answer, and probably some people do too. But how about you start back from the beginning and maybe act like nobody knows who Wesley Hotelling is and how you got your start in racing.
Oh man. I remember being a kid, and my dad, he started off with one car. I think maybe he got one feature with that one. Then he ended up buying, or actually not buying, but he built a car. It was, I think back in the day, it was called Amateur. He got a championship with that car. Then he ran for Charlie Thomas, in the street stock class, the yellow number 5. Not sure if you're familiar.
I take it that's where you got the number from.
Yep, that's where I got the number. It was my dad's number. So I was always growing up, yellow number 5, and that was my dad's car, and he's got a lot of wins too. And so as growing up, I kind of, always wanted to do it, and I got the opportunity, and I mean, I guess that's where it all happened. And when I went to the first race, I think about every corner I would get a flat tire, because I didn't know what a tube was. I didn't know setup. I didn't know nothing. I think I got lapped about 10 times in a 20 lap feature, and it just I kind of got discouraged. But that's why I tell people to, they look down on their cars, and I've been there and I get it, and it takes time. It took me a long time to get where I'm at right now. So I mean, it just takes time. And everybody's willing to help people, it seems like, just about in every class. I mean, it's even people in bigger classes than me, they're willing to help me out too. So like you said, it's a big family. So
Right. So this past Saturday, did you know who Blake Snyder was before he came at the end of last year? I believe he came and ended up, I guess he won, kind of a technical, like he finished second, but ended up winning the race after a DQ.
That's the first time I met him, and his car was really good. So I talked to him a little bit here and there. And they're hoping to run the hill with one car and then Woodhull full time. So I know, I hope he don't get mad for me saying this, but I think he had a fuel pump issue.
He definitely had an issue because either that or he forgot where the gas pedal was because he
So
went the wrong way in a hurry.
So I text him. I think they got it fixed. I hope so. He's gonna be a guy to beat this year, along with Nate Freeland, and he's one of my friends. And is it Chris Woodard?
Yeah, in the 97.
Yep, he's gonna be.
I'm not sure if he'll race weekly. I know that he likes to run Outlaw a lot, so I'm not sure if he'll be there weekly, but he won a feature last year too. I wouldn't be surprised to see him pop in every now and then.
Yes.
He's got a fast car and
Yep, it's going to be, I think there's probably going to be maybe five of us any given night. It's tough too. It's a lot of people have a lot of good cars, and any given night something could happen. So
You know that pretty well.
yeah.
I think
Yeah.
at the end of last year you had to race with your old car because something seemed to always happen.
Yeah, well, I when I took it over to Outlaw, I thought I blew the motor up and the flywheel broke. So I ran my old car, and it wasn't too bad. So I still got, I think, second in one of the races anyway. So
Right. Well, now I see you got the check for the SCDRA behind you. Now, that's kind of, and I talked to Austin about this a little bit. Well, not really the same thing, but kind of the same idea about how you can take your car and go anywhere. And you said that that's something you really like about the front wheel drives. I guess that I wasn't aware that their rules were pretty wide open everywhere to where you could pretty much go anywhere you want.
yes. Yep. So I don't know any tracks around. Honestly, I don't think I've ever been to a track that, is real picky with rules, because I mean they're mainly SCDRA, so you can basically do anything to your engine, stock appearing. You can't have a cold air intake. Your suspension mounts have all got to be stock, and no bead lock. And I think for body wise, I think it's 1/3, I think, aluminum. So I would have to look back in there, but it's
Right.
pretty simple.
Do you have to run a trunk? Do you know?
I want to say, I don't think you do.
Because I know over. Do you have to at Woodhall? I should know the rules, but I just announce I don't know the rules.
Sometimes, you have to. Sometimes I guess you don't have to, because I've seen cars with them and without them. And I've heard some people say you have to run with a trunk, and some people say no. So I guess that one's up in the air.
Right. I always look, I don't know, man. I always look at the, when you look at the back end of them things and that you can see you sitting in there, and I, boy, I just, I think I'd want a trunk there,
Right. It's a little bit. Yeah. So.
just, but I know that a lot of people don't run them. I know that a lot of guys over at Outlaw don't run them, but boy, one car gets up in there one night and you're going to have a real bad night,
Well, I feel like if they got their trunk off, they need to hit, retube it in the back. That way, if you do get hit, it's all tubed right there.
Right. Kind of
So yes, that's
give you a little
probably what
cushion.
most of them do.
Right. Yeah, I don't I and I've seen some vicious four cylinder rolls too, and you kind of really got to build them things almost with as much appreciation as the bigger classes, because they I would say with the bigger cars, usually when they roll over, they're not all wadded up like a four cylinder usually is,
Right, yes.
I just so, sometimes I worry for the young kids with the stock cars,
Yeah, I agree with you. Another thing, I've seen a lot of cages too that probably shouldn't be racing. I mean,
Well, yeah, that might
good.
be the other thing. When you drive a modified, you might be a little more careful with the cage you put in there, you
Yeah.
And I think, boy, I don't know. You might know this, but they might even all come built now. You pretty much bolt pieces on.
Yep.
So Wesley, what? I guess what do you are? Do you just do you have any ambition to ever kind of move up? I know. I think you mentioned to me that you might want to try out a hobby stock sometime, but I could be lying. That might not even have been you.
No, it probably was me. So I've been going back and forth for maybe a year, year and a half. And I like Woodhull. My thing was, if I got a hobby stock for Woodhull, I feel like I would only could race Woodhull
Well,
because
that's
tracks are different. So I don't know if they'll ever change, but I might hold out for a little more while and just see what happens. But yeah, I wouldn't mind trying it.
Right. I see. I've always been a giant fan. I know that all these other tracks have opened up, and I think Outlaw, I think the Outlaw ho hobby stock pretty much won our street stock. I think Clayton McLean's was pretty much a Outlaw legal hobby stock, and I know they all opened up, but there's just something about, I just really love Woodhull's hobby stock rules. I feel like it's really kind of in the spirit of what they were meant to be, you know what I mean?
They're in the budget too.
Right. And I would say they've got to be the cheapest big 8-cylinder car you can run.
Yep, I agree. Yep.
You know, and there's kind of something neat about Dylan Phillip pulling one out of the weeds and cleaning it up and going and being fast, you know? But granted, I run demolition derbies and they're probably going to be hard to find.
Yeah.
Now, but again, I don't know the rules. They might be able to build their own bodies, and I'm almost thinking they can, because I think Joe Birdsall might pretty much do his bodies for him and the Palmers there. But
All right.
I'm not entirely sure, I guess.
It's definitely crossed my mind, so.
Right. What about anything bigger? Is that more of a budgetary thing? I mean, I know that once you get going higher and higher, they're boy. Race cars are expensive.
I wouldn't mind maybe someday hopping into a crate car, sportsman. I think that would be fun.
Never driven an open wheel?
Nope.
No. Just have you driven anything but the four cylinder?
I did buy a hobby stock. What I have, I didn't have it very long, and the engine blew up in it, and I sold it. And well, I think we put another motor in it that was good, and then I ended up selling that. So I should have got a Chevy Monte Carlo chassis, but I got I think this was a Ford Thunderbird. I couldn't get it to turn.
Whatever happened to it?
I sold it to somebody that raced it at Woodhull. I can't think of the name. Huh.
Well, that's
I'm
okay.
not sure where the car is, so.
What? So last year, was it last year? Maybe the year before, you changed up your number just a little bit. So what was kind of the idea behind the FIVE? Just something different, or
It was just something different. My vinyl guy said to me, and he says, "Hey, how do you think that would look on the car?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I think that would look pretty good." So he did put it on the car, and I said, "Well, I said I really like it. It does take up more space, but it was something different. So I wanted something, that stood out a little bit more." So, but this year I decided to go back.
well, I tell you, the only way to make me happy is to make sure I can see it. With your cars, I always can. So
I was going to ask you, how's it look from the tower?
good, I can see the number. That's all I care about.
All right. I wasn't sure if it was too flashy this year,
No,
so.
it's kind of weird, really. Some of the ones that you look and you see, you wouldn't think they'd be hard to see, sometimes are. Like, well, I don't think you'd mind me throwing this out, but I was reading Kenny People's car. And I'm looking at it, I go, boy, it's kind of hard to see the number on that car. Just the way it must, I don't know, maybe the sunlight, just the way the sunlight hits it or whatever. But sometimes it's the ones that when you see them standing still that look like you'd be able to see them from a mile away, and you're like, huh, you know?
Yep. I was just curious how my number looked, because it's kind of got that same effect. And but yeah, I'm hoping for a good year. And mainly the competition, the cars. I'm still trying to get cars in, and well, I'm doing that Dash for Cash. I think it's August 30th up to Woodhull.
You know, I meant to look, and I
Yep.
wouldn't you believe it, I forgot.
Yep. So that'll be an extra 500. And then the feature payout too. So I'm gonna try and bring in as many cars as I can. And I know there's a few guys coming from Pennsylvania.
And
So
that's the Dave Klein Memorial Dash for Cash. Well,
yes.
and What was the date on that you said?
August 30th.
August 30th. Now, I gotta ask you because I know that for the Ted Morseman one, they are rear wheel only. Now, is yours front wheel only, or is this going to be open to any four cylinder that wants to show up?
Anybody that wants to show up.
Okay, because I know that they're, I know that I believe anyway. I guess I could be speaking out of my butt here, but I believe it's pretty much up to you, whatever you want to decide to do. And
Right.
I know that they just decide that they like the rear wheel, so I didn't know if maybe you were said, well, then we'll get one for the front wheels, or
Well,
maybe.
I've talked to a few people about it, and people suggested other things, and I feel like if we're a class now and it's quad C minis and front wheel drives, it should be both, it should be both classes. And
Sure.
we're one now. It'd just be fair, it gives
So
them
what?
the opportunity.
Right. So what? I guess what's going to happen if you get 22 cars? Just a 10 lap dash and.
Well, I was wondering that myself. I was hoping we could do a race. I really did, maybe put that money into a race and do like a 30 lap or something, because I do know there's, I think, three or four coming from Pennsylvania. Trevor Putt, he's coming. He said he's bringing a couple cars. Cowboys mentioned something about coming. And I'm sure there's few people I'm missing, so
Right.
just word of mouth, and then they tell, and so I'm sure it's going to be pretty big. So I'm hoping I don't start in the back that
Right. Yeah. Well, I think you're making the rules for it. So what is it? You're gonna start by number. So lowest number is gonna start in the front.
I don't know how they do it. I'll have to change my number.
Well, no, you're five. I was thinking you wouldn't start no worse than fifth.
Well, somebody'd show up with one or something. I'd have changed my number that week. But no, I don't know if they draw or how they really do that. I guess I'll leave that up to, maybe Terry or,
Yeah, I guess Terry'd probably be the one to run it. He seems to
So,
be the one we have figure all that fun stuff out.
yep. So I even thought about getting a hold of Willie over there from Outlaw, and maybe Ray. I don't know if whereabouts he's at, but
I don't. I boy. I think he's in Georgia, but I guess I really don't know. Last I knew, he was in Georgia, but
I just wanna I want a big show that night. That's the goal. So I want to do it for Dave, and that's the plan for that.
well, and you run, so you come there, you draw well. Say you draw well twice, and you start out front twice. I mean, you can walk away with that some pretty good cash, especially for only. Well, I think they're only 10 laps, so $500 for 10 laps is,
Yep, that's good.
yeah, you're probably not beating that anywhere else. And that is August 30th. I did check the date on that. Now, what about, have you ever ran any long, I asked Austin this too, but have you ever ran any longer races, like longer distance?
I think the SCDRA race was 50 laps.
Now, is that something you'd like to, would you like to see a longer race? Or I guess when you were overheating this week, you probably were happy it was only 20.
Well, if the car don't overheat, I would say yes. I mean, it would be fun to throw in a couple races here and there, maybe 30 laps or 35, or I think it'd be fun.
So, well, seeing how you're the man to beat with a four cylinder, have you ever thought about running like a junk car race in the off season? Coming into my territory a little bit.
Not really. I don't think I have, but
They're a little bit different. You're used to nice and slick and smooth, and we're aiming for potholes and mud, and you can't tell if you got off a racetrack or a cow pasture when you're done with
Oh,
them. You should check out, I know Canandaigua does one. And I think, do you know Buck Mills by any chance?
Buck Mills?
Yeah. I
He's up
believe he,
north, correct?
yeah. He
Yeah.
I, he usually comes down to Canandaigua, and he I think he's won a few of them there, and they show him in Victory Lane, and he's out
Okay.
covered in mud. Tires hanging off the cars, it's a lot different. But this is also $500 into a car, and
Right.
you're not even putting a roll cage in them, you're just stripping them out and Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing what you do though.
What's that?
The demo.
Oh, they're easy.
Are they?
Well, sometimes
Yeah,
they're not bad. They're I guess the only difference I would say is that you guys tend to have more fun with the amount of time you put in.
right.
I put in a lot of, well, between me and my dad, we put in a lot of time and effort, and then it seems like we get about 5, 10 minutes of fun, and then we go home. And then the next weekend, usually we got to build something different,
Yep.
you just got to kind of maintain, and but it's all fun. It's all different types of motorsports, Is that that's never something you never thought about doing? Had no interest in doing that?
Honestly, I've never thought about it.
Well, it's a lot of
Like I
fun.
said, I grew up in dirt racing, and that's where I'm at now. I really haven't thought of that.
Right. Now Lindsay's family, was she are they all into racing too, or did you kind of have to introduce them to it?
Well, honestly, she didn't. I don't think she really knew she was related until the races. And then they got talking, and that's where that kind of took off. So.
Right. Yeah, 'cause I know sometimes for you racers, it can be kind of hard to do I want to say this? It's kind of hard to explain the commitment. I know that when I told my girlfriend that I worked at the racetrack, I don't think she quite understood the commitment that every Saturday meant, And it takes a special person to put up with it.
Oh yeah, definitely does, 'cause it's you're always constantly, even with my front wheel drive, I mean, there's not a whole lot of maintenance on those, but I always go through the car every nut and bolt and double check stuff, and I take my tires off and I scrub them and clean them and get the rocks off them, and so it's a lot to do. Not like the bigger cars, but you spend a full day on it. Wash it up and stuff, and you'd be ready for the next week.
Right. Well, you know what? Don't knock yourself, because who's you. Well, this past weekend or 2 weekends ago, you weren't, but you know who's usually the last ones there. So you know what? That is commitment, because I've seen you. I've been interviewing you at 1 o'clock in the morning before.
Yep.
In front of nobody and going.
Yep.
But
Yeah.
how nice was that though for 2 weeks? Even with the rain delay, I thought we got over at a pretty good time, and there was a pretty good crowd there when you were doing Victory Lane.
That turned out really well. The track felt really awesome. That was good. With the street stock guys, they came out and they helped out a lot. If they didn't come out, like I think you said or Terry said, it would have just been a rain out. And so I give them that. They did a good job. So, but yeah, the track was really nice. Yeah, hopefully warmer weather starts coming and we get more people there. And I think this Saturday, is it the King of the Ring for us? I think it might.
Well, you would think I would know this information, but you know how much I prepare. I show up and that's pretty much about the end of it. Let's see what we got here. Crate late models, 1200 to win, 30 laps. Yep. And then the Ladd Road Ken's Auto Quad C King of the Bull Rings. You guys got that too.
So if this is up, on YouTube before Saturday and people watch it, the King of the Ring,
Yeah,
well, I
400 to win, which that's pretty good money too for
two laps, maybe. Well, that'd
well
be more than that, but
well I tried to think about it, and I politely, if you were to win, you're probably looking at about 12, which and I would say that's probably I would say the least strenuous racing. You only got to worry about one person, as opposed to, 15, 20 of them.
I remember last year, in the King of Ring with oh, I can't think of his first name. It was the Morseman, the white car, mini
Teddy.
stock 44. I don't know if Teddy was running it at that time. It was
Bradley, maybe.
I think it was Bradley. So boy, I knew it was probably gonna come down to me and him, and we went out there and that was the best race side by side. And I mean, he would pull away and I would catch him and I would pull away. That was the best two laps. You know, that's what I like to see.
I think it was Teddy because I think he actually blew up his motor.
Okay.
I think it was Teddy, and I could be off by the year, but I think it was Teddy. And you guys did put on a show, but I think he did end up blowing the motor in that thing. So,
Yep.
I guess he trying to win $400 ended up being an expensive night, but
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would run it hard too, you know, for $400.
well, and I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you guys really race for the money. I think Teddy was racing, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this. I think he was racing to beat you. I think he said, "You think you're king crap down here in the four cylinders? Let me show you a little something." And he gave you everything he could handle. And
Yeah, that I won't forget that. That was fun going side by side. That was anybody's there.
And I would say out of all the King of the Rings I've watched, really only once in a while do they get where, and usually it's kind of both sides or where you're hitting each other, Usually you can see it coming a mile away.
So yeah, hopefully we, like I said, we get the car count this year and I think that's gonna pick up. And there's a few other guys that I think have talked about coming to Woodhull.
Do you know what Joe Gillespie's plans are by any chance for the year? Or I didn't.
I really don't know. I don't really talk to him like that, I guess. I guess here and there. So I think it was either McKean or Woodhull. So I'm
Do they
unsure.
race Saturdays too?
Fridays, I believe.
Yeah, but that's a lot of. That's tough to have one car ready to go for each night,
Right.
I know there's a couple guys that do it, but boy.
That's too much.
It's yeah, especially tracks that are that different, I don't know. Do you guys have to change like I know the sportsman guys have to change gears and stuff. Do you guys have to do all that to so if you say you're gonna go run at Outlaw, do you gotta change your setup in your car a lot, or is that pretty well easy to maintain from track to track?
Just change your tires, just put bigger ones on it. So it's not really, I've had the same setup, all the smaller tracks. I mean, I don't change anything, I just load it and go. Outlaw, I do put bigger tires on it, and McKean, I put bigger tires on, but maybe a little. I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to remember what McKean. I haven't been there in a couple of years, so
Are they all DOT? You can't run racers anywhere.
I think the only place you can do that is Genesee.
Genesee, you can run racing.
Yep, I think that's the only track that I know of that allows them to do that.
Okay. See, for some reason I thought Outlaw did, but maybe they don't at the end of the year for their open shows.
The end of the year at Outlaw, yeah. I think they have one night where it's DOT, and I think one night where it's open.
Now what are your thoughts on the open motor for if the you said you don't know much about the rear wheel drives at Woodhull?
I don't, but you know what? I mean, the way I look at it is, we're out here, we're basically open, or we are open, SCDRA. Why not have them open it up, and let's put on a show. I
Right.
mean,
Because I think that's what I think that's what holds up Cody and Willie a little bit from coming, is I don't think that I don't know if their motor is legal for Woodhull unless it's an open show, is what I th
I couldn't answer that, but were they going to open the mini stocks this year? I thought.
Actually, from what I heard, I think Outlaw closed them.
Oh.
Yeah, I think, well, I was talking to Willie and he said that I could have misunderstood him, but I think he said that Outlaw changed their rules and now they can do less. I mean, he was naming some stuff, but that's
Yep.
I don't know nothing about race cars, so I just talk about them going in circles. But so
Oh,
he
I know if I took my car over to Outlaw, I'd probably Willie would definitely lap me, probably. He passes me up there like I'm standing still. So
I think he passes almost everybody up there like they're
yeah.
standing still,
Oh, I love the track. It's fun. So
Yeah, him and Cody definitely have that thing figured out. But you got Woodhull figured out too, so you're no
Yeah.
slouch yourself. And everybody's always said that you take a front wheel drive to Woodhull and you're probably gonna do better. You take a rear wheel drive to Outlaw and you're gonna do better just because you can hold them wide open,
No,
Much
I
bigger track.
completely agree with that. Yep.
Well, I guess Wesley, I'm out of stuff. Do you got anything for me? I do want to let you go through your sponsors, but if you got anything else, you can just name your sponsors if you want or whatever you got.
So for sponsors this year, I have Rhino Fab, D&E DJ Services, All Bark No Bite Tree Service, Shelby Graphics, Miranda White Photography, Fox Hill Lawns, 4P Race Engines, Rexville County Store, and Rochester Pallets.
You got a list? Well, Wesley, I really appreciate you joining me. Late notice too. I messaged you this morning because I was waiting from somebody and I thought we were gonna be able to make it work, and I owed him one. It was Mike Palmer. I owe him one because we went to the Birdsall shop and did an interview with him and his son, and we got it all done and there was no audio. So I've been trying to make that correct that wrong, and it just didn't work out. So I messaged you this morning and you said, oh, you'd be happy to hop on. So I do appreciate you making time for me, even though you didn't have a lot of time to prepare.
Okay, I appreciate
So once again, everybody, if you want to head on over, it's up at the YouTube page. Like the video, subscribe to the Woodhull Raceway YouTube page, Woodhull Raceway 64 at TikTok, Woodhull Raceway on Facebook. Wesley, thank you.
Thank you.